Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it's Tom time. Welcome in. You know, over the years, we try to give focus and credit and honor to Philadelphia firemen and firemen in general and women who serve in this capacity. But during this time, you got to realize they're sent into dangerous situations, often with little or no protection, even if the police are there, like having to respond to the fire of the Frank Rizzo statue or the Guardian Variety fires that happen in a big city like Philadelphia in the middle of a pandemic and in the middle of these arsonists that are out there. Joining us to give us that aspect of what's going on is Mike Bresnan, who is the chief person for the Philadelphia Firefighters Union. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's the official name of the Firefighters Union, Mike?
Well, we're Local 22, and we fall under the International Association of Firefighters. And
good.
We represent all the firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs in the city of Philadelphia. And we have approximately, including our retired members, about 5,000 members.
Yeah, and as I said, EMTs and the like, boy, in the age of the pandemic, you have that going on. But I'm told by our mutual friends that you have been incredibly busy the last 2 days.
Our members have responded to over 300 fires since Saturday. And that's not counting EMS incidents. And they average between 700 to 1,000 a day. So we are nonstop all day, 24/7.
Mike, I have not heard that figure. The media is too busy, on the wrong side of things here, in my view. But I was told a lot of fires, but you said 300 fires that you responded to?
Right, and that's all fires, Dom. It's not structure fires. But
yeah,
I will tell you, we've had significant structure fires, which more than likely, you know, the investigation ain't over yet, but we're arson. And we had a 3-alarm fire last night, a 2-alarm fire. One was on Kensington Avenue. And those stores on Kensington Avenue are very, very challenging because they go back very deep. They are cut up in the individual inside. You get lost in there. So our members are getting put in extreme danger with these fires.
How has the pandemic affected your members, Mike?
Well, this is just one more thing. Our members have been stepping up. You know, they're out there being exposed more than anyone because they're making contact when you got to assume everybody has the virus.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we've had nobody seriously sick. We've had a couple hospitalizations. But for the most part, I have to give kudos to our fire commissioner because he has had our members prepared with PPE and all the proper equipment and taking all the precautions. So we've been fortunate in that respect.
But Mike, the point too that mutual friends were making is this: we had this house fire over on in Northeast Philadelphia. I don't want to say the street out of respect to the person who died there, but that, you know, you're unable to respond en masse as you would usually do because you're running all over the place. So we're putting people at risk who might be saved and businesses because of the arson that's going on.
Oh, absolutely, Dom. And last night, in between those fires, there was a fire up in the Frankfurt section, 1800 Sanger Street, where they made a rescue. So we're still going to the normal fires that break out in dwellings. And a lady was rescued out of that house. And like you just said, when resources are pulled to these hot spots, the city becomes vacated. You know, the city is a giant puzzle, and the firehouses are strategically placed to cover the city. And this goes back to when that scumbag Mayor Nutter closed the firehouses. We had gaps in the city with brownouts and closings.
Yes.
And fortunately, this commissioner has helped us get restore some of those companies, but that's the idea. When you pull resources out of one area, that area now becomes, it's longer for trucks to get there, and you know with fire how fast it spreads.
Well, I know enough to stay away when I've been covering stuff. If there's a car fire, for example, what the heck can happen there? You know, and I see people casually walking around doing this and standing there and celebrating and all that. And we're worried, too, if there are not, you know, a ton of cops around, firefighters become a target, too, for when a mob is out of control.
Right, and it has happened. We got reports. They're breaking the windows on the trucks. They're throwing bricks and projectiles at our members, and it's uncalled for. We're there to help. You don't need to be throwing things at firefighters. And, you know, some of these people you wish, you see somebody, I watch in the media coverage and seeing some of these younger people, you just wonder, you know, where's the fathers at in their lives? Like, where's the father put a foot up some of these kids' asses that are out there doing this? You know,
absolutely.
That's the biggest thing.
Now, I asked John McNesby today, Mike Breslin, and I'll ask you too, what is it when this is all over, simmers down, Mike? We don't pay enough attention. We try. But I'm from a cops family, cop sister. You know my background. So
right.
We want to do the right thing by firefighters, too. What's the big event or what's coming up with firefighters that we should be involved in telling our listeners about?
Well, we always support our widows. We have a lot of widows,
okay.
And we have an annual widow luncheon and things like that. And we're always donations are always accepted. And we're trying to build upon it. And we just started something new with this executive board. We're having an annual ball, and we kind of gala ball, and we honor our retirees and also widow. We got, unfortunately, a lot of widows whose husbands were killed in the line of duty. You know, so we always take care of the widows. That's one of our big things.
Exactly. Well, I had a cop say to me, yeah, I can take, you know, on the street. It's a friend of yours, so I think, bullet or whatever. But I'm not getting up on a roof. I'm not going up and doing what these guys do. It takes a different kind of courage, even than cops. You know, they prefer what they're doing. They have some control over this. You're at the mercy of the elements of 1,000 different things versus if you're a skilled cop subduing someone and all that. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's the element of surprise with most fires, I think.
It is, and it's unforgiving, and you're going into the unknown, but we know we support our brothers in blue, and we always have the conversation. I can't be a cop, and they say we can't be a fireman, so I guess we're all kind of in our own calling, and we mutually help each other, you know?
Yep. I'm glad you came on today, Mike, but please, you have Dan's number. Just let us know what we can do coming up around that to publicize and support. We will.
You got it, Tom. You need anything from us, you just reach out. We'll be here.
All right, thanks, Mike, very much.
Take care,
right.
Be safe.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.